for the Hamilton Hawkeyes, coached by Brant Hoverdink, assisted by Larry Turlow, Ben Randall, and Nate Gensick. They will send out at the guards Elijah Walker, a 6-foot senior, averaging 15 points a ball game. He had 18 against Allegan in the opener. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Scott Skolton, a 6-foot junior. At up front, it will be Grant Wolf from a 6-foot 6-inch junior. He's averaging 15 a ball game. At center will be Connor Davis, a 6-foot 5 senior. And Colin Kidd rounds out the starting lineup. He is a 5-foot 9-inch junior. Hawkeyes are in the white uniforms with black numerals and gold trim. The Panthers in the familiar black uniforms with white numerals and silver trim. It will be Moraine jumping center against Wolfram. The ball in the air, and the Hawkeyes control the opening tap. They will work right to left, and Connor Davis threw it away on the first possession. So the Panthers will get it. Panthers work left to right across your radio dial. Panthers scored only 29 points against Howland last Tuesday. Hamilton opens in a man-for-man defense. McNitt has it on the outside, leaves it for Houston Bedford. They weave on the outside. Here's Janelle Williams, and we get a blocking foul called on Hamilton as they were trying to switch defenses there. Looks like Skolton is called for the personal. That's Scott's first. Just underway here at Hamilton. Inbounds pass comes to Jared McNitt. Both the McNitt brothers are out there starting. Williams is on the outside. Over to Jared McNitt, right side. Gets a screen from Moraine. They swing it around left side. Caleb McNitt has it now. Now he dribbles out toward the top of the circle. He'll leave it for Williams. Williams tries to penetrate. He's cut off. Knocks over a Hamilton defender. No whistle. Here's Caleb McNitt. Tries to penetrate. And we got a whistle and a Hamilton foul. That is on Elijah Walker, and Elijah Walker is not someone that Hamilton needs to have get in foul trouble. Here's the inbounds pass. It's knocked away, but it is retrieved by Caleb McNitt, but he stepped on the baseline as he picked up the basketball, so the Hawkeyes get a turnover. We played about 45 seconds. Hamilton has it in the front court, driving his Wolfram to the baseline. He's cut off by McNitt. Back outside to Colin Tidd. Tidd out near half court, picked up by Williams. West Ottawa in a man-for-man. With it on the outside is Scott Skolton. Now Wolfram has it between the rings. Grant puts it on the floor. Gives up his dribble. Leaves it outside for Walker. Walker tries to penetrate. Can't do it. They swing it around left side to Wolfram. Grant tries to penetrate. McNitt cuts him off. Wolfram tries to pass inside, and it's taken away by Jared McNitt. Here comes West Ottawa the other way, and we're going to get a traveling violation. Wow! Moraine came to a stop in the back court, and Connor Davis tried to flick the ball away from him, and the official said, Moraine took an extra step in the back court. That's a travel. Much to the chagrin of Steve Windenbowler. Hawkeyes with it, and we get a whistle immediately on the possession. We're going to get a West Ottawa foul. Houston Bedford is going to get called for a foul along the baseline. Well, we've had three fouls, but no points so far. We played a minute 19. Hawkeyes to inbound baseline left. Long inbounds comes to Wolfram. Over to Skolton, back outside to Tidd. Tidd tries to penetrate. Outside to Walker. Elijah for a three. He got it. Elijah Walker pulls the trigger on the three ball from the right wing. Hamilton with an early 3-0 lead. Williams with it in the front court. Gives it up to Jared Minette at the top of the circle. Jared tries to penetrate. Goes to the baseline. Puts it up against Davis. No good. Davis has the rebound. A little bit of contact there. They're letting him play. Long pass into the front court to Walker. Walker drives to the hole. Puts it up and in. And Elijah Walker with 5 quick points. 5-0 Hamilton. We've played 2 minutes. Walker with it in the front court for the Panthers. Tries to penetrate. Loses the basketball. And we're going to get a reach-in call. I believe this is going to be on Colin Tidd of the Hawkeyes. 3 team fouls already on Hamilton. 1 on West Ottawa. We've played exactly 2 minutes. 5-0. Elijah Walker has all the points for the Hawkeyes. Williams walks it across the timeline. Tidd picks him up past half court. Over to Jared McNitt, right side. Gets a screen from Moraine. Jared has the dribble at the top. Now gives up the dribble. Leaves it outside for Williams. Williams tries to pass over the top to Moraine. Moraine too strong. Actually, he puts it in off the window, and it's good. I thought it was going to go too hard off the glass there, but Moraine put it in, and the Panthers are on the board. It's 5-2 Hamilton. Hawkeye swinging around the perimeter. Top of the circle is Wolfram. Now outside to Davis. Connor Davis about 15 feet from the hoop. They swing it back around to the left side. Walker tries to penetrate to the hole. Puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. It's loose, and Williams comes away with it for the Panthers. John L. Williams, the junior, sends it into the front court to Jarrett McNitt. Jarrett directs traffic. Moraine comes to set a screen for Jarrett. Here's a pass underneath to Caleb McNitt, and a nice flash move that time by Caleb McNitt, and the assist to his brother. 5-4. Hamilton with a one-point lead. Wolfram over to Walker, right side. Walker gives up his dribble. Bounce pass down low to Wolfram. Wolfram left-handed hook. It's good! Grant Wolfram, the 6'6 junior, with his first hoop. He came in averaging 15 at 7-4 Hamilton. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Cross-court feed over to Jared McNitt. Jared will now dribble it out. McNitt between the circles over to Williams. Williams puts it on the floor against Colin Tidd. Tidd guarding him closely. Williams tries to penetrate, dishes off left side, and Jared McNitt traveled with it. He shoveled his feet before he put the ball on the floor. So the turnover gives it back to the Hawkeyes. 4:25 to go, first quarter. 7-4 Hamilton. Colin Tidd brings it up for the Hawkeyes. Williams picks him up just past half court. With it now is Scott Skolton. Now over left side to Walker. Down low to Wolfram. Wolfram drives to the hall. Puts it up and in. Nice diagonal feed that time from Walker to the big fella Wolfram. And Grant has his second basket. 9-4 Hamilton. Williams with it in the front court. Puts a crossover move, drives to the hole, throws it up, and he takes it in, and he drew the foul. What a move by Williams. Williams was kind of stumbling in the lane as he got bumped, but he put it in off the window, and he'll have a three-point play opportunity. That foul on Colin Tidd, his second, so the 5'9 point guard for Hamilton with two quick fouls, and Evan Woodke will check in for Coach Haverding. Woodke, a 5'9 junior. Williams at the line. First free throw, swish. 9-7, Hamilton. 3:55 to go, first quarter. With it in the front court is Woodke. Let's see what the Hawkeyes do without their starting point guard in the ballgame. Wolfram over to Walker. Elijah tries to penetrate. He draws a crowd. Back outside to Connor Davis for three off the back of the iron. No. Rebound battled for and controlled by Caleb McNitt for West Ottawa. Here comes Williams with it. Williams tries to drive to the hole, and he draws contact. And we're going to get a foul. This is already five team fouls on Hamilton. Fouls on Woodke, his first. Dylan Burrish, yet another of the Burrish brothers in the ballgame for Hamilton, a 6'1" senior. West Ottawa inbounds, baseline right. Inbounds comes to Bedford, and Bedford puts it in off the window. Nice feed by Caleb McNitt. And Houston Bedford ties things up at 9. 3:30 to go, first quarter. Wolfram has it on the right side for the Hawkeyes. Outside to Connor Davis, now over to Woodke. Woodke on the dribble, now to Wolfram. Grant thought about a three, thought better of it. Sends it back outside, and Wolfram traveled with it before he passed off. Colton Bexford, a 6'2 junior, checks in for the first time for the Hawkeyes, and Connor Davis will have a seat. So Grant Haverding going to his bench early and often so far. 3:17 to go, first quarter, 9-9 the score. Panthers with a chance to grab the lead for the first time. Here's a three from the corner, no good, by Jared McNitt. Rebound chased down by Braden Carl, who just checked in the ballgame. Now Williams drives to the basket, draws contact, and we're going to get a charging foul on Williams. Elijah Walker took the charge that time from Janelle Williams. That's Williams' first, second team foul on the Panthers. 3 minutes exactly to go, first quarter. We're tied at 9 here at Hamilton. Woodke comes front court. Over to Walker. Elijah puts the spin move, goes to the baseline, cut off, back outside to Wolfram. They whip it around. Now on the outside, Woodke for three, he got it! Evan Woodke got an open look from the right wing and dropped in the three. 12-9 Hawkeyes, 2:38 to go, first quarter. Williams with it in the front court for the Panthers. Williams working on Woodke. And looks for Jared McNitt, and he threw it behind him. McNitt was going toward the basket, and the ball went behind him. Turnover, Panthers. Woodke into the front court, gives it up to Walker. Elijah leaves it outside. They whip it around. Here's Wolf from left side. He'll launch a three, no good. Rebound Walker for the Hawkeyes. He'll dribble it back out. Hamilton will reset. Woodke gets a screen from Burrish, and we get a foul, and Jonnell Williams is going to get his second foul, and he's not a happy camper about it. Tony Sock, who came in and played well against the Dutch last week, will check in for the first time for West Ottawa. And the Panthers bring in Brady Mudd, a 5'7 junior, younger brother of Evan Mudd, who graduated after last year. Burrish gets the inbounds. He stands near half court, hands it off to Woodke. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Hawkeyes up by three. Left side is Bexford. They swing it around. Wolfram thought about a three, but Caleb McNitt won't let him pull the trigger. And now Wolfram goes, drives to the hole, and draws contact. Jared McNitt got whistled for the personal. His first, third team foul on the Panthers. Brian Knowles, a 5'11 junior, checks in for the first time for Coach Wyndham Muller. Wolfram has it on the outside for the Hawkeyes, leaves it for Mudd. They swing it back around from left to right, and spinning with it is Mudd back outside to Wolfram. Wolfram has played the entire ball game so far. He's the only one who has. Bexford has it. Now over to Burrish. Burrish goes to the basket, and he is fouled from behind. Braden Carl looked like he was trying to go for the block against Dylan Burrish, and he got the foul instead. Now, Dylan Burrish, I think this is like Burrish number four that we've had a chance to cover over the years for the Hawkeyes. First free throw, hits the back of the rim, rolls around, and it drops. His older brother, Cody, and now an outstanding linebacker for Wabash College, one of the fine Division III programs in the country. Second free throw, no good. Hawkeyes get the rebound, though. Underneath is Bexford. Over to Burrish. Burrish lost the basketball, but it comes back outside. They swing it around. Here's Burrish with a 10-footer. It's no good. Hawkeyes with another board, and this time Colton Bexford sticks it from 5 feet away. Hawkeyes doing a good job on the offensive glass. They've scored six straight. They lead 15-9 with 1:15 to go in the quarter. Jared McNitt in the front court for the Panthers. He'll leave it outside for Tony Sock. Sock being guarded by Woodke. Sock leaves it for Houston Bedford, who now they'll weave on the outside. Jared McNitt outside to Knowles. Now to Bedford. Back to Jared McNitt. Now in the corner is Knowles. He'll try a three. It's short, but we're going to get a 3-second call on West Ottawa. Jared Overbeek, a 5'9 senior, checks in for the Hawkeyes. And Grant Wolfram will have a quick breather. 54.9 seconds to go, first quarter. Hawkeyes have scored the last 6 points, and now the official comes over to have a word with Jay Joseburns, the official scorer. I think they want to check the foul situation. Or maybe it's a possession arrow. I'm not quite sure. And now we're going to have a confab of the officials here. 54.9 seconds to play in the first quarter. 15-9 Hamilton in the lead. Elijah Walker with 5 points so far for the Hawkeyes, while Grant Wolfram has four. And now the Hawkeyes have a huddle at center court while the officials try to figure things out. One of the officials comes over for a word with Steve Windemuller, and I think another official is going to go over and have a word with Brant Hoverdink. I'm not quite sure what this was about. It is going to be Hamilton basketball after the West Ottawa turnover. Evan Woodke gets the inbounds from Dylan Burrish, and he'll bring it up. Hawkeyes may play for one here. Woodke in the front court, leaves it outside for Burrish. Burrish over to Brady Mudd, underneath to Woodke. Woodke doubles back outside to Mudd for a three, no good, off the back of the iron. Carl with the rebound, and we got a whistle. And we got a Hawkeye foul. Dylan Burrish gets called for the foul, his first, and that's 16 fouls on Hamilton, so the next one will put West Ottawa in the bonus. 35 seconds to go in the corner. Tony Sock brings it up for the Panthers. Picked up by Woodke. Lays it outside for Jared McNitt. Now Houston Bedford. Bedford on the weave on the outside. Sock has it now. In the corner, Jennifer Knowles tipped away. Knowles over to Carl. Carl sends it back outside to Sock. Sock drives to the hole. We've got contact and a foul. And I think Dylan Burge, by his reaction, is going to get the foul called. That would put West Ottawa in the bonus. They're going to call it on Woodke. So both of the point guards for Hamilton have two fouls. Tidd picked up two quick fouls, and then Woodke, his replacement, picked up two. Skolden returns for the Hawkeyes. Tony Sock will shoot a 1-1 for West Ottawa. Sock was the high scorer for West Ottawa last week against Holland with six. First free throw of the season for Tony, and he missed it. Hawkeyes have the rebound. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. In the front court is Mudd. Cross court over to Overbeek. Back outside to Mudd. Brady for a three. No good off the back. Hawkeyes with the rebound. Put back. No good by Skolten. And McNitt with a long rebound. He'll fire at the length of the court. No good at the buzzer. So one quarter in the books here at Hamilton High School. It is the Hawkeyes 15 and West Ottawa 9. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. I tell you, the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. 15-9, Hamilton ahead of West Ottawa here at halftime, or at the end of the first quarter, rather. Starting the second quarter for the Hawkeyes will be Jared Overbeek, Brady Mudd, Connor Davis, Elijah Walker, and Trenton Alexander, who's in for the first time. Tony Sock with it in the backcourt. It's Sock, the McNitt brothers. Moraine and Knowles out there for the Panthers. Sock with it on the dribble against Walker. Leaves it outside for Jared McNitt. McNitt about 30 feet from the basket. Dishes off to Knowles. Knowles on the left side being guarded closely by Mudd. Knowles on the dribble but leaves it outside for Sock. Sock tries an over-the-top pass and bobbled but picked up by McNitt. It was intended for Moraine. Darius couldn't hang on the basketball, but right there to pick it up was Caleb McNitt, and he did draw the foul. Connor Davis picks up his first foul. That's 18 fouls already on West Ottawa. Caleb McNitt will shoot two. First free throw short. He'll have one more. Caleb was 2-for-2 last week against Holland from the line. Second free throw for McNitt. Missed them both. And the rebound comes down to the Hawkeyes. Skolten controls it. Here comes Walker in the front court. Walker over to Overbeek. Back outside to Skolten. Connor Davis has it now. Working hard against Darius Moraine. Drives to the basket. He's cut off. But a nice up and under move by Davis, and he draws the foul. It looked like Moraine had Davis cut up, but he reversed himself and got Moraine up in the air and drew the foul, and he'll have a two-shot opportunity. Moraine's foul, his first, 16 fouls on West Ottawa. Davis, first free throw. It's the front, the back, and the bottom. So that's Connor's first point of the night. Davis had 13 in the win against Hopkins on Friday night. He's averaging 10 a ball game. Davis, second one, swish. 17-9, Hamilton on an 8-point run, 7-10 to go first half. Jared McNitt has it front court for the Panthers. Gets a screen from Moraine, back outside Caleb McNitt. Now to Brian Knowles. Knowles dribbling left to right. Looks for someone to pass to. Finally does so to Moraine. Moraine, back outside to Tony Sock. Sock between the circles against Walker. Panthers having a tough time getting the ball inside. Sock over to McNitt. Caleb looks for someone to pass to. Now gets it to his brother Jared. Jared at the top of the circle outside to Sock. Sock will try and penetrate, drive to the basket, finger roll, missed it. Sock got his own board. Sock puts a crossover move on Walker, leaves it outside for Jared McNett. Now Jared will pull it back outside. Jared leaves it for Caleb McNett. Now they weave on the outside. Sock has it now at the top. Tony will drive left side to the hole, puts it up. It gets the friendly roll. It hit the side of the rim, but had the roll to get it in there. That's Sock's first basket of the ballgame. Long pass into the front court, tipped out of bounds by Knowles. It will stay Hamilton basketball. Grant Wolfram returns for the Hawkeyes, and Brady Mudd will sit. 6:09 to go, first half, 17-11 Hamilton. Inbounds comes to Elijah Walker. Walker on the dribble between the circles. With it now is Scott Skolden between the circles, and now driving is Wolfram. Grant to the hole, puts it up and in. Grant Wolfram with six. And the Hawkeyes up by eight, 19-11. Sock leaves it for Jared McNett on the outside. McNett over to Sock right corner. Tony will try a three ball. It's short. Wolfram with the rebound. Here come the Hawkeyes. Wolfram drives, leaves it outside for Walker. Elijah penetrates, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Caleb McNett clears it for West Ottawa. Ahead to Jared McNett. Jared into the front court, leaves it for Caleb. Caleb stops right in the lane, forces up an 8-footer, misses badly, and the rebound to Wolfram. Caleb McNett drove into a double team, forced up a bad shot, and the Hawkeyes get it back. Connor Davis front court. Davis outside to Skolden. Now driving is Overbeek, a three on the way, no good, and the rebound to Jared McNett. Long pass in the front court to Brian Knowles. He'll leave it for Jared McNett. McNett over to Knowles. Brian gets a screen from Moraine. Driving to the holes, Knowles puts it up, no good, and the rebound to Walker. Walker needs to watch from behind as Knowles almost took it away from him. Walker will bring it into the front court. 4:38 to go, first half. Hawkeyes up by eight. Wolfram left side. Grant puts it on the floor, dribbling toward the top. Leaves it for Skolden. Now to Walker. Down low to Davis. Davis against Marine. Puts it up and in! Connor Davis using his body. Went up strong and put it in over Marine. And the Hawkeyes have their first double-digit lead, 21-11. 4:18 to go, first half. And the way the Panthers have been playing offensively, this 10 could be 50. Here's a turnover. Long pass is going to be chased down in the backcourt by Jared McNett. And the Panthers will reset. Here comes Sock. Sock over to Caleb McNett. Drives along the baseline. Contact with Davis. Puts it in off the window. Caleb McNett with a second basket. 21-13 Hamilton. 3:50 remaining in the half. Walker into the front court to Overbeek. They swing it around the perimeter. Wolfram has it now. Knowles is bodying up on him. Back outside to Walker. Elijah over to Overbeek. Bounce pass left side to Wolfram. Now back up top is Walker. Pass inside. Davis draws a crowd. Gets rid of it to a cutter. Here's Walker in the corner. Open for three. It's no good. And the rebound to Moraine for West Ottawa. Here comes Caleb McNett the other way for the Panthers. Over to Sock in the front court. Bounce pass down low to Moraine. Moraine to the hole. Puts it up and in. Moraine got a little bit of an opening there and a nice feed from Sock. That's Darius' second basket. 21-15 Hamilton. 3 minutes to go in the half. Wolfram with it right side. Now driving his skull into the basket. Puts it up and he draws contact. So Scott will go to the line to shoot two. Darius Moraine picked up his second. 18 fouls on the Panthers. And Scott Skolden is listed as 6 feet. He's a junior, but he is a well-built 6-footer. He looks like he's spent some considerable time in the weight room. Wholesale subs check in. Colton Bexford back in for the Hawkeyes, along who's making his first appearance, a 5'10 junior. Braden Carl returns along with Houston Bedford for the Panthers. Free throw, the front, the back, and the bottom for Skolden. And Dylan Burge will replace Skolden after that made free throw. 22-15 Hamilton, 2:55 to go in the first half. Tony Sock will bring it up for West Ottawa. Panthers working left to right across your radio dial. Sock in the front court gets a screen from Carl. Sock over to Bedford. Now to Knowles in the left corner. Brian will dribble it out. He's doubled. Loses the basketball. Gets it back, though. Knowles needs to find someone to pass to. Finally leaves it for Sock out near half court. Tony will try and penetrate. Dishes off right side. Here's a three on the way by Caleb McNitt. No good. Rebound by Carl. Back outside to Sock. Carl has it right of the lane. Now dishes. Bedford for a 15-footer. Swish! Houston Bedford with a little catch and shoot there. That's his second basket. And West Ottawa starting to scrap back. It's 22-17, 2:13 to go in the half. Burrish has it in the front court for the Hawkeyes. Gives it up to Aiding. Now to Burrish. Wolf from left side. Grant drives to the hole. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound battle for Burrish controls it. Back outside. Here's a three on the way by Aiding. No good. Burrish with the offensive board. Back outside to Walker. Hawkeyes have gotten a lot of second and third chances tonight. Wolfram, ball nearly gets away from Aiding, but Garrett chases it down. Burrish against Knowles, gets rid of it to Aiding. Thought about a three, doesn't pull the trigger. Back outside Burrish. Burrish will put up a 15-footer. Right side, it's off the front of the iron. No, Bedford clears it for West Ottawa. Here comes Tony Sock for the Panthers. Sock will drive right side to the hole, puts it up, no good. Burrish with a rebound. Here come the Hawkeyes, 3-on-2. Breaking on the left side is Walker to the hole. And Elijah takes it down and scores. Elijah with 7. 24-17, Hamilton, 1:10 to play in the half. There's a bounce pass underneath, and we get a whistle and a foul inside. This might be on Wolfram. They're going to say Wolfram held on one of the West Ottawa defenders. Check that. That's Bexford on the personal. That's Colton's first. 19 fouls on Hamilton. Brayden Carl will shoot a 1-1. Carl had 3 points against Holland last week. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He makes the first. Hamilton was up 10 midway through this the second quarter at 21-11. That's been the largest lead. West Ottawa has not led in this ballgame. Carl's second one is good. Hamilton 24, West Ottawa 19. We tick down toward a minute to play in the half. Elijah Walker brings it up. Over to Eating. Now to Walker out at the top of the circle. Looks like a matchup zone for West Ottawa right now. Wolf from left side. He'll dribble it out. Eating has it now between the circles. Now to Walker. Elijah loses the basketball. Gets it back, though. Drives the hole. Missed it. Gets his own. Poor Walker. Put back. Lots of body contact. No whistle. And Walker and Brayden Carl were fighting furiously for the basketball. It's a held ball. It will stay Hamilton possession. There was a lot of contact underneath, and the officials decided to let that one go. Hawkeyes to inbound underneath. Bounce pass in the corner to Burrish, and Dillon will dribble it out. 38 seconds to go in the half. Eating has it between the circles. Eating over to Walker. Elijah draws a double team. Cross court feed to Wolfram for three. It's short, and we get a foul. And I think Dillon Burrish is going to get called for a foul. Well, maybe not. Burrish and Houston Bedford were going for the rebound, and they gave it to Bedford. That's Houston's second. And Dillon Burrish will shoot a 1-1 with 28.3 seconds left. Dillon's first free throw. Nothing but net there. 25-19 Hamilton. Burrish with one more. Burrish missed the second, and the rebound to Caleb McNitt. Here come the Panthers. They may play for one. Sock has it in the front court. He stops near half court. Under 20 seconds. Sock playing with the basketball. Walker not coming out to challenge him. Carl comes to set a pick for Sock. Knowles right corner back outside to Sock. Down to 10. Sock tries to put a move on. Down to 6. Outside to Bedford. Pass underneath to Carl. Ball gets away from him. And Eating tries a shot from beyond, from about three-quarters court, and it got nowhere near the basket as the buzzer sounded.
That's the end of the first half here at Hamilton High School. The Hawkeyes have led it all the way. It was tied once at 9. Hamilton opened up a 10-point lead, and they will take a 6-point lead to the locker room at the half. It is the Hawkeyes 25, the Panthers 19. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Back here at Hamilton High School, Greg Chandler with you, and time for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. It is 25-19, Hawkeyes over the Panthers, and Hamilton has led it all the way. That was tied at once at 9-9 in the first quarter, but then the Hawkeyes went on a 12-2 run and built up a 21-11 lead midway through the second quarter. Hamilton, West Ottawa got the lead down to 5 on a couple of occasions, and right now we are standing at a 6-point difference between these two ball clubs. For the Hawkeyes, Elijah Walker leads the way with 7 points. Grant Wolfram has 6. So the two leading scorers for this ball club have combined for 13 of the 25 points. Connor Davis has 4 points. Colton Bexford has 2. Evan Woodkey has a 3. Scott Skolton has a single point, and Dylan Burrish has a single point. For the West Ottawa Panthers, Caleb McNitt has 4. Houston Bedford has 4. Darius Moraine has 4. Tony Sock has 2. Janelle Williams has 3. And Brayden Carl has 2, adding up to a total of 19 for the West Ottawa Panthers. No other scores to tell you about in area high school basketball. We'll try and get caught up on some of the scores before we go off the air here. We'd like to tell you that coming up in just a little bit, we take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective coming up next. Again, 25-19, Hamilton ahead of West Ottawa at the half. This has been the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital halftime report. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on WHTC.com.
For a long time, we've talked about the four S's that make high school sports different: sportsmanship, safety, scholarship in the classroom, and a sane scope for these games. Safety has moved into the forefront in different ways lately, and the MHSAA has been engaged in an ongoing plan to make our kids' after-school activities safer than ever before. At its annual meeting early in December, the MHSAA's legislative body, the 19-member Representative Council, took its second safety step by requiring that all high school varsity head coaches have a current CPR certification beginning with the 2015-16 school year. This action follows a requirement effective next year that all coaches, varsity and sub-varsity, head coaches and assistants, complete the same rules and risk minimization meeting requirements as head varsity coaches before they can begin their duties. Coming up later this year, the council will vote in March on a proposal requiring anyone hired for the first time as a varsity head coach after July 31st, 2016 to have gone through a level of the MHSAA's Coaches Advancement Program. This preparation of coaches is part of a Four Thrust for 4 Years plan to bring Michigan to the center nationally in terms of best practices being used to promote the health and safety of young people. The first thrust was the heat and humidity policies adopted in time for the current school year. Coaches' education is the second, and the last two focus on things that can be done to improve acclimatization and reduce head trauma in practice and game situations. Some may ask if too much is being required on a statewide basis of coaches, but it wouldn't have happened if so many schools hadn't done it individually on the local level in the first place. Right now, the level of training that too many people bring into the gym to teach our kids with regard to health and safety is so low that it would be indefensible in a court of law if something happened to a youngster. And really, isn't the health and well-being of our kids more important than wins and losses and the pipe dream of those stupid college scholarships that 1% of the participants get? Too many people complain that Michigan is falling behind other states in school sports, but they look at those measuring sticks I just referenced, not whether or not we provide a healthy, safe environment for these games to take place in. This is an area where local control finally hasn't cut it, and it's necessary for the school's statewide association to step in. Back with more in a moment.
Your dreams during the off-season of athletic success next year starts by staying active. Get up, get active, and leave those other dreams on the couch. Play means preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
The third annual Battle of the Fans will again recognize the top high school student cheering section in the state. Schools have from now until January 11th to submit their entry videos on YouTube. More information about the Battle of the Fans 3 can be found by visiting the MHSAA website. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Along with our producer, Lindsay Michaels, this is Greg Chandler here at Hamilton High School. It's 25-19, Hamilton in the lead over West Ottawa as we get ready to start the second half. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features, information, MHSA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day, right on the homepage of the MHSA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Hawkeyes trying to go to 3-0 to start the season for new coach Brand Hoverdink, and they've got the lead right now over the West Ottawa Panthers as we start the second half. The two teams huddled around their respective head coaches. Our next high school coverage will be Friday night at Zeeland West as the Zeeland East Chicks take on the Zeeland West Ducks. Our airtime will be 7:10 on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Panthers will send out their five guys who started the ball game. Williams, the McNitt brothers, Bedford, and Moraine for Hamilton. It's Walker, Wolfram, Tidd, Davis, and Skolton to start the second half. West Ottawa's got the basketball working right to left. They got the black uniforms. Here's Williams driving the hole, puts it up and in, and draws a foul. And, whoa, they're going to wipe away the basket. Williams is going to get called for the charge. Williams saw an opening, took it strong, and just like that, he picked up his third foul. He went out of the ball game early in this one with two quick fouls and spent most of the first half seated next to Steve Windemuller. And he just picked up number three, 8 seconds into the third quarter. Wolfram has it. Panthers look like they're playing a little bit of a swarming matchup zone right now. Here's Tidd trying to penetrate. Leaves it outside for Walker. Taken away by Williams, but Williams had it taken right back. But on the sideline is Colin Tidd, so the Panthers will get it back. I think Steve Windemuller said something to his charges at the half saying, we need to get more active on defense. Here's McNitt passing to McNitt, and he misses the shot. That's Caleb missing it underneath. The rebound to Wolfram. Here come the Hawkeyes. Into the front court to Elijah Walker. Walker back outside to Wolfram. It's a 2-3 West Ottawa zone right now. They went man in the first half. Here's Davis finding an opening in the zone, and he hits a jumper from just inside the free throw line. That's six for Connor, 27-19. Here's Jared McNitt, a three the other way, and he got it. Look out. Jared McNitt hit the shot from just inside the arc, and the official inadvertently, when he went to signal for the timeout, inadvertently made contact with Steve Windemuller's face. It's a 30-second timeout, 7:01 to go in the third. This timeout brought to you by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. And the second half tip-off was presented by the South Shore Laundry. Drop-off, deliveries, and dry cleaners located in South Shore Village. 7:01 to play in the third. 27-21 Hamilton. Hawkeyes will have the basketball. After that basket by Jared McNitt. Colin Tidd has it. It's a 2-3 West Ottawa zone. Walker has it, and Caleb McNitt right up in his face. Now Wolfram has it left side, leaves it outside for Tidd. Tidd to Wolfram. I think the West Ottawa is going to dare Tidd to shoot the basketball. Tidd not noted for his scoring. Back outside Walker. Walker cut off by Jared McNitt. Back outside to Tidd. And now Hamilton's having a little trouble trying to crack this West Ottawa zone. Wolfram doubled on the left side, has to get rid of it to Tidd. Now to Walker. Elijah, down low to Connor Davis. Davis turns, left-handed hook, missed it. Rebound by Caleb McNitt. Ahead to Jonnell Williams. Here comes Williams on the run. Into the front court. Leaves it outside for Jared McNitt. McNitt on the dribble on the right side against Wolfram. 6:08 to go in the third. West Ottawa with a chance to cut it to four or maybe three. Here's Jared trying to penetrate. Leaves it outside for Houston Bedford. Now over to Williams, and Williams has the ball knocked out of his hands by Colin Tidd, and Tidd's going to pick up his third foul. So Evan Woodkey will come in off the bench to replace Tidd. We've played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Jonnell Williams. Now to Jared McNitt. McNitt puts it on the floor to the top of the circle. Gets rid of it to his brother Caleb. Caleb slashing to the hole. Puts the shot up. No good. But we're going to get a Grant Wolfram foul on the baseline. That's Grant's first. And Caleb McNitt will shoot two for the Panthers. He has 4 points tonight. First free throw on the way is good. That's point number five. McNitt can make it a 4-point game with this foul shot. The right-hander fires and nicely through the hoop. 27-23 Hamilton, 5:45 to go in the third. Woodkey over to Wolfram in the front court, back outside to Woodkey. And West Ottawa is extending that zone right now. Here's Wolfram trying to penetrate, and Wolfram pushed up, and we're going to get a blocking foul called. Caleb McNitt's going to get called for a foul. It looked like Wolfram pushed off, but Caleb was moving his feet at the same time, and that's what they called. Foul on Caleb McNitt, his first. Panthers will, or rather the Hawkeyes will have it baseline right. Woodkey to trigger. Gets it into Wolfram. Wolfram has Jared McNitt in his face. And Wolfram traveled with it before he dished off the basketball to Scott Skolton. Now, Steve Windemuller has amped up the pressure here in the third quarter for the Panthers, and they seem to be playing with a lot more energy than they were in the first half. Williams has the basketball. Panthers down by four and with it. Here's Williams driving to the hole, and we have contact down on the outside. And I think this is going to go on Woodkey. And that's three on him. So Tidd and Woodkey, the 2 point guards for the Hawkeyes, each with three personal fouls. That could be a factor late in the ball game. Inbound pass comes to Moraine. Darius turns, puts it up over Connor Davis. No good. Put back by Caleb McNitt. It's good. Caleb McNitt with eight. And the Panthers have crawled back to within a deuce. 27-25 Hamilton. 5:10 to go in the third. Elijah Walker with it on the left side. This zone defense is really giving the Hawkeyes fits. Here's a kick ball by Williams. So the Hawkeyes maintain possession. Inbounds comes to Woodkey. 5:05 to play in the third. The Hawkeyes have had a 10-point lead cut down to two. Woodkey bounce pass. Has the ball taken away by Williams. Williams drives left side for the tie. Williams puts it up. He missed it. And Bedford could not get the offensive rebound. It will go back to Hamilton. Williams had a steal and a chance to tie things up, but could not put it in. Woodkey brings it up for Hamilton. Woodkey gives it up to Skolton. Now in the corner is Dylan Burrish. Check that. Jordan Bouvey, who's checked in the ball game for the first time. Walker with it left side. Elijah for a three. No good. Offensive rebound to Skolton. Now here's Wolfram slashing to the basket. Puts it up. It'll count it. He drew the foul on Jared McNitt. Grant Wolfram took it right of the lane that time. And he drew the contact from Jared McNitt and put it in off the glass. So Wolfram with a 3-point play opportunity. Foul on Jared McNitt, his second. That was a big hoop for the Hawkeyes. Wolfram, the left-hander, fires and nothing but dead on the free throw. That's nine for Grant. 30-25 Hawkeyes, 4:20 to go in the third.
Williams has it in the front court. He'll put up a jumper just inside the arc. No good. And the rebound to Skolton. And Skolton had Jared McNitt over his back. That's three on him. Braden Carl will get off Steve Windemuller's bench, as will Brian Knowles and Tony Sock. Moraine, Caleb McNitt, and Williams will all check out. 4:14 to play in the third. Hawkeyes up by five and with the basketball. Woodke brings it into the front court. Gives it up to Skolton. Now over to Wolf from right side. Wolf from double. Now comes back out toward the top of the circle. Woodke has it now. Woodke tries to penetrate. Dishes off to Wolfram. Grant works the left baseline. Shot blocked. Nice block by Knowles. Here come the Panthers the other way. And we're going to get a foul called on Scott Skolton of Hamilton. Wolfram drove the baseline. And nice job that time by Brian Knowles, who's given away some height to Wolfram to block that shot. Tony Sock has it in the front court for West Ottawa. 3:50 to go in the third. Sock comes to the top of the circle. Now gives it up to Houston Bedford. Over to Brian Knowles, left corner. Knowles looks for someone to pass to. Finally gets rid of it to Jared McNitt. Jared's open for a three left side. No good off the back of the iron. We have a whistle underneath as players were jostling for rebounding position, and this one's going to be on Hamilton. And that's going to be on Skolton. That's Scott's second. Check that, that's Connor Davis on the personal, his second. Josh Grudheit in for the first time for Hamilton, a 6'1 junior. And Dylan Burrish is also in the ballgame. Here's Bedford slashing in the hole, puts it up and in! Six for Houston, 30-27 Hamilton. Here's Wolf from left side. Grant slashes toward the baseline. Bedford cuts him off. Back outside to Woodke. Walker has it on the right side. He's got Jared McNitt all over him. And McNitt knocks it away. The ball's loose on the floor, and we got bodies flying everywhere, and it's first and 10. Possession arrow, Hamilton. There's like five guys out on the floor, and guess who's in the middle of all that? Yep, Dylan Burrish. Did you expect anybody else? Jared McNitt was also in the pileup as well. Hawkeyes will have a baseline right, 3:11 to play in the third. They're up by three. Again, Hamilton has led all the way. Inbounds to Wolfram. Grant will work the baseline to the hole. Shot from 6 feet away, no good. Walker chases down the rebound. Walker will put up a baseline jumper from 10, and it's good. That's nine for Elijah. And now Jared McNitt has to pull the net down after the made basket. 3 minutes exactly to go in the third, 32-27 Hamilton. Sock comes to work in the front court, gives it up to Jared McNitt. McNitt drives around Wolfram to the basket, puts it up, too strong. Rebound battle for, and it's finally cleared by Dylan Burrish. Here comes Woodke, long pass in the front court to Walker. Walker drives to the basket. Walker to the hole, puts it up. He draws contact, it didn't go in, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Walker came in from the left side and almost kind of reversed field almost and put it in on off the right side and drew the contact. Knowles called for the personal, his first. And Elijah Walker at the line to shoot two. First free throw for Elijah. Rattles in and out. No good. I had a chance to meet Elijah's parents before the game. They came over to say hello. Walker with a 15 point per game average, and told he is very interested in attending Central Michigan University next year. Second free throw goes for Elijah. Williams returns for West Ottawa, and they'll have both point guards in the ball game now, Sock and Williams. That's a look we've not seen so far. Caleb McNitt is back in as well for the Panthers. 2:36 to go in the third. 33-27 Hamilton. Williams with it on the right side against Walker. Gets a screen from Bedford. Tries, dishes off to Caleb McNitt. And McNitt fills the lane and puts it in. And Caleb's in double figures with 10. Panthers within four. 33-29. 2:20 to go in the third. Wolfram has it on the right side for Hamilton. Leaves it for Walker. Walker outside to Burrish. Dylan Burrish now over to Walker in the corner to Woodkey for a three ball off the back of the iron. No good. Long rebound. It's loose, and we're going to get a Panther foul. Bedford had the rebound, and Elijah Walker got called for the reach-in. That's Elijah's second. 16 fouls on the Hawkeyes. 2:06 to go in the third. Sock has it in the front court. Gives it up to Williams. Williams dribbling left to right. Over to Jared McNinn. He'll go on the baseline to the hole. Puts it up. No good. And Jared McNinn took quite a fall there. And he is shaking his left elbow. Grunheit's going to get called for the personal for Hamilton, his first. That puts Hamilton over the limit with its 17th foul. And Jared McNitt will shoot two. He has 2 points in the contest. His brother Caleb is the high man for West Ottawa with 10. First free throw. Hits the front of the rim and gets the friendly roll. Jared can make it a 2-point ball game with this free throw. Second free throw on the way. Got it. Hamilton 33, West Ottawa 31. 1:54 to play in the third. Wolfram leaves it outside for Dylan Burrish. Panthers again in the zone. They have given Hamilton problems in the second half with their zone defense. Woodkey has it on the left side for the Hawkeyes, being guarded closely by Williams. Back outside, Dylan Burrish. Now Elijah Walker back outside to Woodkey. Woodkey. Walker has it on the right side. Enters the pass into Burrish. Back outside to Wolfram. There's a pass nearly stolen by Williams, and Williams crashes into the Hamilton student section trying to chase a loose basketball. It will stay Hawkeye ball. 1:26 to go in the third. Colin Tidd returns. Elijah Walker will get a breather for the Hawkeyes. Also, Garrett Eating checking. Check that. Jared Overbeek checking into the ball game for Hamilton. Inbounds comes to Tidd. Tidd has had foul problems tonight. Burrish on the right side looks for a cutter. Can't find anybody. We're down to 1:15 to go in the third. With it is Wolfram at the top of the circle. Tidd has it on the right side. Back outside to Burrish. Dylan looks for someone to pass to. They swing it around left side. Now Wolfram has it. Grant will try and penetrate. Cut off at the free throw line. Back outside to Tidd. Colin for a three. Got it! Colin Tidd, his first basket of the night, and it's a triple. 36-31 Hawkeyes, 50 seconds to go in the third. Sock with it in the front court. Tidd picks him up in the front court. Sock tries to penetrate. Bedford sets a screen for him. Bedford gets a pass down low, and we got a whistle underneath. They got their choice of either Wolfram or Grunheit. I think it's going to be on Wolfram. It is on Grant Wolfram. That's his second. Already 18 fouls on Hamilton, so West Ottawa in the bonus. Houston Bedford will shoot a 1-1 with 41.6 seconds to go. Williams will check out for West Ottawa. Brian Knowles comes in. Houston Bedford flips the ball in his hands. First free throw, got it. That's 7 for Houston. Bedford can cut the lead to 3 with this foul shot. 36-32 Hawkeyes, 41.6 seconds to go in the third. Second free throw, a rainbow, no good. And the rebound to Grunheit for Hamilton. Here comes Tidd into the front court, gives it up to Overbeek, and Overbeek traveled with it. Right in front of Coach Brant Hoverdink. Down to 34.3 seconds to go in the third. West Ottawa with the basketball down by 4. And Steve Windemuller, I think, wants one shot. Sock dribbles just past half court. Now he starts to make his move. Now comes back out toward half court. Collinson will not come out to challenge him. Down to 15. Sock continuing. Now he wipes his brow in his jersey. Down to 10. Sock. On the dribble, left side, down low to McNitt, and McNitt has the ball go right through his hands out of bounds. He had a clear path to the basket, and Caleb could not hang on. Down to 6 seconds.